Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Someone just asked on the text page, do we get Danico Autry back this week? Nope. Week 7, he comes back. It was a six-game suspension, so no Danico Autry this week. Hopefully you don't need him. It's the Patriots. We'll get into the Patriots in a second. If you're just tuning in, the big news, the Jets have fired head coach Robert Saleh. Seth, you were kind of going through the Jets staff as to who might the interim be.
Yeah.
I left the door cracked that it could be Nathaniel Hackett. It will not be Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator who was a complete waste of time as a Denver Broncos head coach and not all that great an OC as well. It'll be defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, who I know very little about except that he looks like an interim head football coach that could give a sugar high bump to a beleaguered New York Jets team.
He's a manly man. He's a linebackers coach turned. I think he was the defensive coordinator. He was the assistant head coach in Atlanta. Or the interim, whatever it was. He was an assistant head coach. I thought my take on him from Hard Knocks offseason was that, like, in a coaching staff full of like guys that just seemed like gritty football dudes, he seemed like one of those old gritty, no social skill having, like, this guy's just all about football, which is good for an interim coach.
Yeah.
You want the guy that's almost just like, listen, guys, we're going to get down in the mud
This is about want to and moxie.
Yeah.
Take your DVOA and shove. Yeah, exactly. So Jeff Ulbrich will be the interim head coach. We're going to get into the Patriots, but I wonder how many of these head coaches are going to rail against doing Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks was not a great look for Robert Saleh either. Remember how pro-defense and anti-offense he came across in? He came across as a head coach that was building fences in between the various factions of the team, not bringing the whole team together.
He would point out a lot of flaws in the offense by like saying, at least in the clips we saw, of like, the defense is doing great. You guys are awful.
Right.
And it's not always the best to pit. You want there to be healthy competition, but yeah, I was kind of skeptical of the way he presented
Especially when your quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, who probably got his feelings hurt about that, you know? Like, hey, yeah, you can.
But this was back when, Aaron Rodgers was in the preseason. He wasn't playing.
Right. But I'm guessing, like, Aaron, you know, he's got his boy Nathaniel Hackett is the one running the crew there, you know?
Yeah.
It was a shot at Hackett. All right, Patriots, early storyline. Patriots got some drama swirling around them, man, and they're 1-4 right now. They're not a team that can probably withstand a whole lot of drama. The off-field drama is Jabril Peppers, one of their captains, a safety, who, instead of playing football this past weekend, allegedly got into an altercation with a woman and included things like shoving her down, throwing her headfirst into a wall, strangling her. Police got involved. Jabril Peppers was arrested. There may or may not have been cocaine on the scene as well. There was a white powder that was described as cocaine-like.
Well, he was charged with possession, wasn't he?
He's charged with a bunch of things. I'm finding the article's pulling up right now. I'll get all the list of charges here, but let's hear from Jerod Mayo, the head coach of the Patriots, was asked yesterday in his Monday Zoom call if Jabril Peppers was going to get put on the commissioner's exempt list.
On the Jabril Peppers situation, have you heard anything from the NFL about potentially putting him on the commissioner's exempt list?
We informed the NFL and we're still gathering information. I know the team put out a statement earlier today, so I'm not sure, you know, how the league and how we are going to handle that going forward, but we should find out some more information over the next few days.
All right, Peppers, who turned 29 on Friday, by the way, happy birthday, was charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and possession of a Class B substance believed to be cocaine. Now, the police report has some more graphic detail about this, where it's definitely a woman where these alleged crimes took place with. The woman alleged that Peppers hit her, choked her at least 6 times, took off her clothing, and put her outside. Police also said Peppers shoved the woman to the ground, shoved her head into a wall, put his hands around her neck to strangle her. Peppers answered the door shirtless when the police got there, nodding his head and telling police, quote, "I know what is going on," end quote. according to the documents. He was arrested.
He says that she was drunk and fell down the stairs. That's his side of the story.
Yeah. So he
denied pushing her down the stairs, said she was making those allegations to destroy his career.
Okay.
There's something about answering the door with your shirt off when the cops come. I feel like that's a bad look. If I were an attorney, I would advise my future clients that, like, when the cops answer the door, put your shirt on. Give yourself your best chance of looking like you're dressed for the occasion,
well,
at least.
Okay? And especially when the first thing you say to them is you're nodding your head going, I know what's going on. Like, that's almost like you open the door and like, what took you so long?
Smoking a cigarette.
We laugh, but this is obviously a very serious allegations here. So it's one more distraction for a team that probably not built to take on a whole lot of distractions right now.
Whole lot of distraction in New England.
Yep.
Potential quarterback controversy.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Law enforcement officers, I'm curious. What do you, when you knock on somebody's door and they open it with their shirt off, what's your first thought?
Yes.
Like, do you take that defensive posture? I feel like I'm dropping that back foot and getting ready.
Well, some of it for me too, Seth, is they used to call it On Patrol. No, they used to call it Live PD. It's called On Patrol now. It's on Reels. It's hosted by Dan Abrams, who used to be with NBC. It's almost like the Red Zone channel for redneck crime. Like, they go, they've got like a command center, and they're
like, it was like listening to a police scanner, right?
Well, but it's video. They're like going.
Right. I know.
So like, let's go out to Columbia, South Carolina. Let's go to Terre Haute, Indiana. I mean, they go to all these backwoods places, and I feel like 90% of the places they go, someone is shirtless. You're absolutely right. Like, the shirtless thing, the visual.
Look, I have no fashionista or anything, but there is a certain level of respect that you command when you put a shirt on. It's like, this is a man to be right. This is a guy that he's not here for nonsense. Yeah. This guy means business with his
shirt.
Mountain Dew t-shirt.
That's right. His Hams beer t-shirt. The other drama for the Patriots is on the field. They may be on the cusp of a quarterback change. Here was Gerard Mayo on Jacoby Brissett, their current starting quarterback, his performance in the loss at home to the Dolphins on Sunday.
It just wasn't good enough. I thought we played well enough defensively and on special teams to win the football game. And look, as the quarterback, and he understands this, he touches the ball on every single play, and we didn't win the game or score enough points to win the game. And I think he would echo that same sentiment, that it wasn't good enough.
The big thing they're talking about in New England, best I can tell, Seth, over the last couple of days since losing to Miami, is that Gerard Mayo, and he was asked like four other questions about Jacoby Brissett and the quarterback situation in that press conference. Whereas throughout the course of the season, it's been Jacoby's our starter. This was, from what I can gather, the first week where Gerard Mayo was leaving open the possibility of competition at the quarterback spot.
Yeah.
Kind of like
where
Antonio Pierce is with Gardner Minshew right now in Vegas with the Raiders.
What do you want more? Okay, what do you want more? Would you want a quarterback change and to face the rookie, or do you like the potential for quarterback controversy leading into the week?
I don't feel like Jacoby Brissett is a guy who gets uptight about that. He knows who he is. He's a backup journeyman guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't think my guess is with Jacoby Brissett, he knew this day was going to come eventually anyways if they do go to Drake May. So I don't think he had any designs on, I'm going to be a 10. And I also think deep down he probably knows the team he was signing with had zero hope of getting to the playoffs this year. I'd rather face Drake May. It's point blank, period.
Just to be clear, Jacoby Brissett has yet to throw for more than 168 yards in a game this season.
Yeah.
There's a certain part of me where, even though Jacoby Brissett gives me PTSD because of various times he's upset the Texans in the past, there's a part of me that gets nervous whenever you face a rookie quarterback. Like Will Levis last year in his debut, when you don't know exactly what you're going to get, and sometimes these guys come out of the gate just swinging. That part makes me nervous. So, but at the end of the day, I think, I like the potential for mayhem if they start Drake May.
Yeah, I do too. Now, the one thing Drake May can do that Jacoby Brissett can't do, his running touchdown 8 years ago against the Texans as a rookie notwithstanding, is that Drake May can do kind of some of the stuff. Remember when Blake Bortles was a bit of a problem for the Texans, even though he sucked? It's because if he broke out of the pocket, he was athletic enough to make two or three plays a game that kept drives going, or you know, that were very negative plays. Drake May does have that. Drake May is a good athlete. Like he could, if you let him escape the pocket and you play this game close, and I have no reason to believe the Texans are going to go in and blow anybody out at this point, especially without Nico Collins, then that's the danger zone. Like if you're in a tussle with these guys in the fourth quarter, and now all of a sudden Drake May, everything goes right, but Drake May is a good enough athlete to go get you 20 yards on a scramble. That's the part that worries me. I don't think Brissett has that club in his bag at all. Mm-hmm. So that would concern me. But yet still, the balance sheet for me is inexperience, probably turnover prone, and you got D'Amico Ryans, who's one of the smartest defensive minds in football. I'm guessing he's got a recipe to make Drake May look really, really crappy in his debut, if I had to guess. So, all right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Robert Saleh fired by the New York Jets. So Seth won the head coach death pool. He had Saleh in his group. Who's the next head coach to get fired in the NFL? Who do we think that is? That is coming up next.